Each week we confess again our faith in the Word of God. The prophet Amos spoke for God during the reign of King Hezekiah in Judah and the reign of King Jeroboam II in Israel. That was about 750 years before Christ was born. He spoke of the coming judgment of God on those nations, Israel and Judah, for their widespread disobedience. He said this, "Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord God, that I will send a famine on the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord." We may be moving closer to a time of national judgment. We are seeing greater antagonism for the Word of God here, aren't we? Theology is the study of God as He has revealed Himself in His Word. But it requires that we know His Word. The 2020 State of Theology Survey by Ligonier Ministries and Lifeway Research measures the state of our theological knowledge every 2 years. We've been looking at each of their propositions to assess and improve our own knowledge on these theological points. The proposition we consider this week is, the Bible is 100% in all that it teaches. Do we agree or disagree? Or we don't know. I'm surprised that among the general population, 48% believe that statement is true. 46% disagree. That's amazing that that would be true. Christians would readily affirm that God is 100% accurate in all that He teaches, wouldn't we? If the Bible then is the Word of God, and if God cannot lie, then the Bible must be accurate in all that it teaches. 2 Timothy 3:16 clearly teaches, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable, is the word it uses, for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. So the Scripture itself says it's the Word of God. 2 Peter 1:21 explains that the Holy Spirit delivered God's Word to human authors. It says, for prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. Hebrews 7:18 plainly says, it's impossible for God to lie. The night before He went to the cross, Jesus prayed His high priestly prayer in the presence of the disciples and said, sanctify them by Your truth. Your Word is truth. We affirm that Scripture, according to Chicago Statement on Biblical Inerrancy in Article 11, says, we affirm that Scripture, having been given by divine inspiration, is infallible, so that far from misleading us, it is true and correct in all the matters that it addresses. In order to understand that 100% accurate means, we also have to keep in mind other relevant facts about Scripture. For example, God accurately reveals some truths by means of figurative language. This means that to understand what the Bible is accurately teaching, it's necessary to understand the various genres found in Scripture. Poetry, for example, is not to be interpreted in the same way that historical prose is interpreted. Both are accurate, but each follows different rules appropriate to that genre. Furthermore, some of what is found in biblical prose narratives are records of sinful thoughts, words, and deeds. These sins are accurately reported, but they are not recommended or commended. In short, Scripture is the authoritative Word of God. Everything God intended to teach in it is 100% accurate. Would you be thoroughly equipped for every good work? Would you be armed against the lies of the world and the devil? Then read and study the words of the Bible, the true words of the Bible. Lord, let us never surrender or compromise the authority or the truth of Your Word. In the powerful name of Jesus, amen.